from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All righty. The 9 o'clock stretch in progress. Here you go. Even Greg gets to participate in stretching because he went to see his buddy James.
That was Jim.
That's code for he finally went to the gym.
Yeah, but you know, it hurts a little more when you stretch when you've gone back to the gym and you've not been in a while.
That's good pain, brother. That means you're growing.
I'll get back in today because that was Saturday morning I went. So, you know, try to do the other every other day thing.
Every little bit.
Well, you know, the Rob, the guy that's doing, you know, my PT, is like, you know, don't put yourself, get out there, do the reps, not
what
the
he really
weight,
wanted
you know.
To say was don't mess up what I've helped you do here. Go in the gym on your own and mess it up.
That's probably what he was saying.
Which I can't blame him.
Yeah.
All right.
Although if I mess it up, then he just gets paid more and longer.
Yeah, I don't think, though, they think that way, thank goodness.
No, they don't. That's true.
Yeah, I think they pride themselves in, I got this person full range of motion.
Yep.
Back to a quality of life. Did it in short order. And he's
awesome.
Yeah. And they'll walk the straight and narrow, or they'll come back and feel what it's like to be in the house of pain.
Oh, they can hurt you if they want.
Indeed. Troubling story, local story that continues to develop. And this is from the Alachua Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Bruce Serby.
Oh, yeah.
43 of Newberry has been charged with 12 counts of possession of 10 or more child pornography images. Serby, who was one of the founding members of the group that organized a vote to convert Newberry's public schools to charter schools, was previously arrested on June 20th. So for some people, they're like, wait, that happened a while ago. The arrest did.
Right.
And now he's been charged. And on June 20th, for inviting a 15-year-old boy to his house, allegedly for sex, and has been in the Alachua County Jail since that date.
Well, they've happened, obviously, you know, that happened so quickly, it took everybody off guard, and
sure,
they've been doing their homework, so.
Well, a search warrant was then executed at the time of Serby's arrest, reportedly produced a laptop, and a search of the laptop reportedly produced 12 child sexual abuse images, one video, 10 images. Well, I'm not going to go into all that. You get the idea.
And currently
held without bail, but a hearing is scheduled for sometime this week.
Hmm.
And the judge, I guess, if he does set bail, something about set bail, on the new charges at $900,000. So,
wow.
Yeah, we'll continue to follow up on that. And I'll just make a blanket statement over these kinds of things, mm-hmm. and that is, it generally is not somebody you suspect.
No, that's true. That's true.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right. And reserve judgment until, well, we'll let the courts take care of that.
The system do its job. Yep.
Then you've got the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, who a lot of political experts and pundits
mm-hmm.
think that he was the perfect pick for Kamala to run as VP.
Right.
But the thought was, well, she couldn't do that because
mm-hmm.
he's Jewish, and that might irritate the Palestinian and those folks in Detroit that vote. And I guess she had to weigh her options. She needs Pennsylvania, but I guess she thinks she can carry it anyway,
right?
Possibly, although it's very much in jeopardy for her. But that Michigan, she needs that as well.
It's all a gamble.
But Shapiro, I guess his feelings weren't hurt. In fact, he came out and defended her when asked about, like, changing positions and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and the issues and all that. He basically said, well, first look, I think it's a sign of strength when you evolve on a position.
Okay, the word evolve, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear the word evolve, to me, that means time.
Over a usually lengthy period of time. Evolution.
Yes, it evolves over time. If I would do this like Kamala, I'd bob my head yes and move my hands. It evolves over time. But that's not what happened with her.
Well, and then he puts another great spin on it. He says, clearly, Kamala has been listening to the good people of Pennsylvania when it comes to natural gas, when it comes to energy, and the fact that we're producing more energy in this nation today than ever before. Now you see why he would have been a good VP for her?
He's making her look good, and he's flipping some facts there, too.
Sure.
More energy now than ever before?
Yeah.
I think he missed the Trump administration.
He claims that she understands that whole idea about, you know, the economy
right.
and our national security and all that being related to energy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know she doesn't.
She has no clue.
And if she does connect the dots, she'll refuse to address them properly because she's already got her mind stuck on that whole green energy thing.
Yep.
She's been brainwashed deeply on that.
Well, that's where the whole evolve part is a load of garbage because she's flipped her views like that for the election.
I found out a little more factoids about fracking. And so I am for fracking now. Is that how it works?
Pretty
couple
much.
Of factoids?
Yeah, I evolved since last Thursday, and I'm now for something that I was against for years.
Well, it's from the party that says you can think who you are is much more important than maybe how you were born,
well,
parts you have or don't have.
It's all in your head.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting that he not only like came to her defense, but in a very a positive way, as much as you can put a positive spin on something that is so blatant and obvious of changing position purely.
If you can put
to try to win
on,
an election
on that, yeah,
anyway. Yeah, it's yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
And Bernie Sanders.
Oh no!
Bernie. At least Bernie Sanders got it right.
What do you do?
He basically said, when asked if she has, is she abandoning her progressive ideals? Because would you ask about who's progressive but Bernie Sanders?
Because she's farther out than him.
Yes, but he's the next closest, so that's who you go to.
Oh, I got you, because they would know
is
more
she
about
still,
it. Okay.
Here's what you ask him, but it's hard to do it. You say, is she still more lefty and more wacko than you, Bernie? Is she?
Okay, you do have to clean that up a little bit, yes, I would think. Yeah.
But anyway, did she abandon her progressive ideals? And Bernie Sanders said this, no, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election. I mean, he is being
honest.
He's being honest. He's saying,
wow.
Well, look, she hasn't abandoned who she is and what she believes in. Uh-huh. She's just lying to get a few votes. I mean, come on.
So wait a minute. You've got a Democrat telling the truth about the one that's lying.
It would appear that
way.
Wow,
that's hard to even follow, kind of, sort of. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, he says, now, you know, my own view is slightly different. He says, I think that America today, there are a lot of people, rural people, working class people, who no longer believe that the United States Congress and government represent their interests, who are dominated by big money interests.
Says the millionaire.
So I think that there is something wrong personally when we are the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care for all our people, and despite spending twice as much per capita. That's why I support Medicare for All. Well, we have the best medicine in the world. And we have access to it.
Yes.
So you know, don't forget about that, Bernie. And we have one of the highest per capita incomes also.
But you've also got a bunch of politicians who have put us trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. So we can't really spend money on things that might be helpful to some Americans.
And right when the healthcare system is going to be brought to its absolute knees because we've got 8 to 15 million illegals.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to say, oh, we're going to do a single-payer universal health care system?
No. No.
At a time when you could least possibly make that switch over and get through it.
Hey, just got a text here, Bob, from Tim Martin, Alachua County Republicans.
Breaking news?
Breaking news, as Bob likes to call it. Just confirmed over the weekend, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez is going to be at Black Tie Blue Jeans. She's a regular guest on the show. And so, again, the Lieutenant Governor, spread the word, is going to be at Black Tie Blue Jeans coming up next. That's next Friday.
Wow. Adding to the already itinerary that was in place.
Spread the word. Tell your friends.
9:16, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And we want you to stay focused and don't go anywhere.
No.
30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Stick around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning. Welcome. 9:21 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Mondays, we're trying to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you don't have to ever miss a minute of the show at all because we give you the Bob Rose Show podcast. And when I say we give you, you got to click on subscribe, but there is no fee. The Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcasts. All right. Ah, my goodness. What a busy weekend. The Bucks beat Washington in the season opener, 37-20. Jags heartbreaker, but if you're a Dolphins fan, you're happy. Dolphins came back and beat the Jags 20-17 at the last minute with a field goal. I thought maybe they'd go to overtime, but it is what it is. The Lions did go to overtime last night and beat the Rams 26-20. Some of your other top stories. Tony Blair, you know, remember when he was prime minister of the United Kingdom? He's a left-to-center guy, but he's talking about media censorship, and you'd think that maybe he'd speak out against it. Oh, no. No. No, he's joining the ranks of those who anything they don't agree with, they simply label disinformation. I mean, we're on to that. But somehow he tries to slip it in there with, you know, threatening type language or somebody trying to start a riot. We get it. It's the old, you know, fire in a theater. Yes, you can't do that. And if you have a way to stop that on social media, you should probably do that. But that is a far cry from what they want to call disinformation. That is definitely trampling on free speech rights. So, and this is nothing that's going to go away anytime soon. All right. Also, one of the newer pieces of information, I guess we could call it, the shooting in Georgia, the 14-year-old alleged shooter of what, four people, two 14-year-olds and two adults there at the school. The mom apparently warned the school about 30 minutes out. That's according to the boy's aunt. And they tried to, I guess, locate him at a same last name as another kid or two. And so it was too late. And these things are falling through the cracks. So what are some real things that can be done? And hopefully they're focusing on that instead of the old tired gun control silliness. Because, you know, you're 14. Look, they knew the kid had troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did the dad do months after the police actually talking to him? Hey, we think, your kid may be involved in these online threats to shoot up the school. Instead of the dad being like, wow, like over hyper vigilant and protective and making sure his kid doesn't get into trouble. Oh, no. No, he buys him an AR-15 for Christmas. Okay, so there's problems there with the dad. Apparently the mom's got a long history of drug-related issues. So not a great family.
No.
But apparently the kid also cried out for help not too long before the whole shooting thing. And there was no help or remedy there. We've got to think of something.
See, that's the thing. How many times have you done these stories, and the kid themselves are saying, my parents aren't listening to me, the counselors aren't listening to me, I have these thoughts in my head, I have these things going on. And then when it happens, what do we get with the left? We've got to get the guns off the street. Well, no, we need to take care of these kids who are taking the time to tell people they've got problems.
Yeah. And they're not being addressed.
No, they're not.
Some sort of an advanced psychological timeout. I don't know.
Something. But a little extra attention given to them, some emergency counseling. But if they're saying, and you see some of the drawings and some of the things these kids are writing, they're reaching out. And they're just not getting the help they need.
Hey, Big Lots is preparing to file for bankruptcy, as other companies across the U.S. have recently done. Individuals with knowledge of the situation said the discount home goods store may file as early as today. Bloomberg reported this on Friday, noting that the company is planning to sell its stores through a court-supervised process. According to this article, the company will continue to operate under Chapter 11 protection, and in the process of lining up so-called stalking horse bid, meaning it's subject to better offers should any materialize. The company has been working with advisors from Alex Partners and Guggenheim Partners on the bankruptcy and sale process. They've got 1,400 stores and employ over 30,000 people, but they've been suffering from declining sales for years, including in recent quarters as rising inflation squeezed the wallets of its budget-conscious shoppers. The share price plunged to around 50 cents after peaking above $72 back in 2021. Wow. So if it could bounce back, that could be a big winner for investors. But I mean, you think about it, if anybody is going to suffer in this environment of inflation, the last type of thing that you think, the last type of company would be an extreme discount company. Because just like, you know, in other economic challenges, you'll usually see fast food restaurants actually doing better, okay, but more expensive restaurants not doing so well. But when you've got somebody like a Big Lots, which, I mean, how do I say this in a nice way? I don't mean to be offensive, but sort of the bottom of the barrel when it comes to retail. And what I mean is not necessarily a quality thing, but...
Well, because sometimes what they get are purchases that they can make in some lump sum.
Bulk way,
I like Big Lots. There's a couple of things that we literally specifically go there for Because it's the same product we'd get someplace else.
Yep.
It's a couple of bucks less, though.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, so you would think they would be doing better in kind of a tough economy.
The news comes after the restaurant chain Red Lobster filed Chapter 11, following by the affordable gym chain Blink Fitness, and Rite Aid Pharmacy closed all of its stores in Michigan and Ohio.
Ooh.
Amid that company's bankruptcy filings. It's like, you own a drugstore.
Yeah.
And it goes bankrupt? That almost seems impossible. Well,
and you wonder why it was regional in that sense. Why did those get shut down versus others around the country?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their footprint looks like as far as where they're at, but
yeah.
I know it's a big company.
Yeah, they've been around a while. Yeah.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. More headlines on the way. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Trying to make your Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, wow, this is better than the deal you get. You know how people get their credit cards and then they get travel miles?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know a lot of people, they brag about it. Oh, yeah, I got a free travel. I got extra miles.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, apparently, there's this new card out where you can get tropical vacations. And it sounds like, I mean, it's more than just, it's called EBT. I don't know if that's like a Visa thing or MasterCard. EBT.
No,
it says Massachusetts welfare recipients are spending EBT on tropical vacations.
You're supposed to be spending it on like food and stuff like that.
Oh, welfare.
Family. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a vacation trip thing. No. Not supposed to be, at least.
Wow. Massachusetts welfare recipients have been using their EBT cards while on tropical vacations to Hawaii, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and other trips thousands of miles away from their home state, according to an investigation by the Boston Herald.
How does that even happen?
Public records obtained by the outlet showed dozens of EBT card expenditures at several popular vacation destinations, including California, Florida, and Alaska, as well as numerous holiday islands. But Greg, if you go to these places, you still need to eat. And if they're given these cards, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking more it's designed for, you know, getting some groceries so that your family doesn't go hungry because you need the assistance, not for going to the Virgin Islands or Alaska or something.
Federal and state governments spent $3 billion on taxpayer-funded EBT cards just in Massachusetts during the fiscal year 2024. 32 charges were made in Hawaii, largest expenditure being $378 on the island of Maui. Wowie, one might say. Dozens of other purchasers made by welfare recipients pinged all over the Virgin Islands and Alaska. $395 charge in Anchorage. Nice.
So they're not using them for the trips, but somehow they're managing to go to all these places despite needing the government assistance and then spending the money using their EBT card while they're there.
Greg,
yes.
For years we tell people there are times when you might have to move to find the job. Now people go looking for a job, you know, in Anchorage or, you know, in Maui.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're upset because they're trying to feed themselves while they're there. My goodness.
Wow, that's a stretch.
Yeah, what could go wrong? There's no fraud and waste in government.
Not at all. Not at all.
So I think you get the idea. Oh, and by the way, they also have to take care of illegal immigrants because Massachusetts is a sanctuary state, and that allows migrants to have access to these government-funded welfare benefits as well. An estimated 50,000 illegal immigrants have flocked to the state since 2021. And as most of these numbers go, they're usually conservative in nature, and the numbers are usually much, much bigger. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, peasant with a pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I heard you talking about that Joel Serby guy in jail at the Alachua County Jail. One thing you didn't mention about that you may not know about, I posted on my Facebook page, that guy is such an anti-Trumper. He was a Republican, and kind of like Dick Cheney. He's an anti-Trumper, and he's so anti-Trump, he started an organization called Christians Against Trumpism and Political Extremism. And I just posted on my Facebook page. He's so anti-Trump, and then this is the kind of people that are so anti-Trump. This is what they do.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a stretch. So you're anti-Trump, that means you're going to have child images, pornography found on your laptop. I mean, to me, who he's voting for, I don't give a rat's backside who he's voting for or who he even supports. These are serious allegations and charges, and it sounds like they're going to be dealt with in a very serious way. Yeah, I'm much more concerned with someone's behavior than who they're going to vote for. That's just me.
Especially when it comes to kids.
And I thought you were calling about the EBT thing, which is what we...
I thought you said it was the current topic, which is what we were on, so I don't
know. All right, so... Since we're just, all over the place.
Yeah.
Ding. Why don't we just bring in some Beetlejuice?
Don't say
Beetlejuice.
Oh, there you went and did it.
No, you have to say it three times, I thought.
Yeah, you do. But now, since it's the other movie, it's still in there twice.
Oh, it's only two.
So will they do a third one where you can't even say the title or things are going to happen?
No, they're not going to do that. They would never do that.
You mean they'll come up with new ideas in Hollywood?
No, that's true, too.
Okay.
It drummed up $110 million in its premiere weekend, becoming the second biggest September opening of all time. Wow. So people are definitely looking for a little bit of escape. After 36 years of waiting, the juice is finally loose again in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And it did very well on its premiere. Michael Keaton returns.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not been following it. I mean, I knew it was huge.
Oh, he made the character.
Oh, absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
I thought if without Michael Keaton, he returns.
Nice.
And he's, I'd say he's about 66 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mean older than us?
Well, way.
Way. What, than
us. But way, still young by any other.
A standard, yeah.
But anyway, it is the big deal. Now, don't forget, Reagan is still doing quite well, and that's on my list. So I'm going to see Reagan before I see Beetlejuice.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Beetlejuice. Shh.
Don't do it.
One of my favorite places to eat. I've taken some flack for it, too.
What's that?
Through the years. Waffle House.
I like Waffle House. Don't go that often, but, if you're on the road, there's always one in the corner.
Look, I get it. The ambiance. Yes. Do I have crumbs on me? You went like that.
I was just thinking about the Waffle House.
Oh, the ambiance. it could leave a little bit to be desired. But as far as the quality versus the price, the quantity, and how quick you get served.
Just a good basic breakfast,
Yeah.
For a traditional breakfast.
Yeah. I mean... Throw some eggs in there with some hash browns and some sausage,
absolutely.
And I'm a happy guy. I pretty much invented the bowl for them. I never got any credit for it, but I pretty much did.
Another lost income.
Well, their CEO lost more than income. He lost his life.
Ooh.
Yeah, the CEO, Walter Emmer, was only 58, and he died. It's with deep sadness we announced the passing of Walt Emmer, president and CEO of Waffle House and a beloved member of the Atlanta Police Foundation's Board of Trustees. And that's the statement that came out. Walt was a dedicated leader, tireless advocate for public safety, and an unwavering supporter of our mission to build a safer, stronger Atlanta. His passion for community service and steadfast commitment to improving the lives of others will leave a lasting impact on all who had the privilege of knowing him. So, wow, he became president of the company in 1999, chief financial officer in 2001, president in 2006, CEO in 2012. So he definitely climbed the ladder. And so rest in peace. He worked. Wow. He worked his way up.
58. That looks younger to us all the time.
So when you do go to Waffle House, what's your favorite thing to order?
See, I just like a couple of over easy.
Mm-hmm.
They're called eggs.
But go ahead.
With the white done, yellow little runny, little sausage, a couple of three pancakes. Hash browns, you mentioned, that's good. And a big old classic glass of cold milk.
Can you get pancakes at Waffle House?
I don't even know, but
I don't think you can.
Maybe not.
I think that's why they named it
the Waffle House.
Because there was already a house of pancakes, and the thing was like internationally known.
I like what you did there.
So,
and I like good waffles, too.
Oh, their waffles were good.
A lot of butter. There's some maple syrup on that thing. See, and when it comes to waffles or pancakes, I don't want a bunch of garbage on them. I don't want berries. I don't want whipped cream and chocolate and all that. That belongs on another dessert. I want butter.
A lot of butter. A
lot of butter. Just, you can sop it up.
Yes.
And good old maple syrup, warm if possible.
I don't know that you're going to get real maple syrup at Waffle House, but I get...
But just in general, I'm saying those are the only two things I need.
What we call maple syrup.
Maple-like flavored syrup.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all you got to have on top of either one.
I think a lot of people, if they actually had like real maple syrup, I mean, other than those who really like it, like I do.
Yeah.
But for other people, they'd be like, that's not so great.
Well, it's definitely different when you get the real thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the differences in honey, you know, depending on how, because there's
love it when you talk sweet to me. Go ahead.
Gee. There's a tartness or a strongness to it. Depending on, you know, where it comes from.
And like gall berries?
Whatever kind of berries.
Your
flowers,
gall.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't have the gall to, anyway. But yeah, if you're used to one, something a little stronger or lighter, you might not like. Because I've learned which ones I kind of like. So just through experimentation there with the honey. Now I'm wanting breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I started thinking about. And then I began to lose some focus. Oh, who's George W. Bush going to vote for? And the reason we ask is because it's pretty clear Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney have come out strong for Kamala.
That's amazing.
Which is very interesting because it was just a couple of years ago that Liz Cheney put out a scathing tweet about Kamala, how liberal she was and grow the size of government. No, everything she said was true. That's what leads us to wonder, like, well, you're supporting her now. Were you saying what you said before isn't true, or it's still true, but you're going to vote for her anyway? So George W. Bush, apparently, they're not saying who they're going to vote for.
Now, he wrote in Condoleezza Rice last time, from what I understand.
So, yeah, that's supposedly.
Which, again, do something like that. If you don't like, if you're not going to be a real Republican, you're not going to support the Republican candidate, at least don't vote for somebody who supposedly is diametrically opposed to everything you ran your office on, served, got votes for. That makes no sense at all.
Well, yeah, of course it doesn't make sense, because you could never be that self-serving and egotistical. What you have to remember, these are people who lifelong have been self-important. They think they're so important that they think people will go, wow, if Dick Cheney's not voting for Trump and Liz Cheney's not, I wonder what is wrong with Trump. That's how they think in their minds when everybody else goes, what's wrong with these idiots that can completely do away with every principle they've claimed to ever have held true and dismiss all of it and follow the far left liberal agenda?
That's what I think.
It's called selling out, you commie weasels. That's what it's called.
Yes. What Bob said.
And on that thought.
Yes.
It is time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Things that make you smile, call in now. 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts. We take a little time out to appreciate the good things in life in a non-complaining way, in an upbeat, positive way. No politics. You can do it.
Nice.
All right. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. What a beautiful... excellent show, by the way. I mean, excellent. This is a beautiful moment. A brand new baby boy. I'm so excited. I've been praying and praying. He is going to grow up and do great things, just like all of you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Aw, nice. Thank you so much, Kaz. Yep, awesome. I became a grandpa over the weekend, and he was just in my arms yesterday at Tampa General, and a little... Thomas Jonas.
I like that. You don't look any older or anything. I mean,
I don't feel any older. In fact, I feel younger.
Smile on your face this morning. I mean, he happy camper.
Well, I sucked all the blood out of the umbilical cord. Then it made me younger.
You talk good.
Well, it's like the stem cells.
That's right.
Yeah.
The umbilical cord. Did you realize you said
that? I don't
even
know if I can repeat it.
Probably not.
Let's go to Hollywood. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Grandpa. Congratulations. Are you going to change the name of the show to the Grandpa Rose Show?
No, but what I am going to do is start to dye my hair so I look like Grandpa Munster.
Oh, there we go.
That's the look I'm going for. Either that, where the guy from The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
Remember with the white on the
yes,
side?
That's a unique look.
Heck yeah.
Sure.
Well, listen, what makes me smile is last Tuesday, tomorrow will be 1 week, where I had rotator cuff surgery and they reattached my right bicep tendon. And I'm just so thankful to the Lord that he's the great healer, but he's given us really smart people to do stuff like that. And, So, couple of months, Bob will be able to get back out there on the water. So, I love you guys. God bless you, Grandpa, and God bless America.
Thank you.
Nice.
And, yeah, good quick healing. And
yeah,
don't overdo it, Hollywood, because he's one of those
That's
guys.
Right.
Oh, and if you happen to be the PT person for Hollywood, I'll give you a little extra.
Ooh.
Make him pay.
I had to reschedule my schedule because I got a dental appointment this week, so... I'm going to my shoulder PT schedule 10:30 this morning. So
Who's getting old now? Grandpa, I was playing pickleball against the toughest pickleball people on planet Earth, which means I was playing in St. Petersburg. And then holding my little grandchild. No physical therapy, aches and pains, you people. Healthy as a horse. Knee.
Wow. How about nay?
How about quiet old nag? Coming up next, don't go anywhere because it is the Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party seeks to be a monopoly party.
6 weeknights.
They'll change the voting system, pack the courts. You won't recognize our economic system. Taxes will go through the roof.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. It's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys not vying necessarily for a championship in this arena. Nope, they're battling out to see who has the rudest fans, and they're the top two out of 32 teams. And this includes offenses such as starting fights, excessive bragging, and... drinking too much.
Wow.
The list was compiled by online gambling site in August and asked 1,200 football watchers nationwide to list the worst behaved fans, coaches, and quarterbacks. Well, if they build a jail under the stadium and throw snowballs at Santa Claus, you're the rudest. Fly, Eagles, fly! Is your smoking gun.
Wow.
The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya. Good morning. Welcome. 921 Time Check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Mondays, we're trying to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you don't have to ever miss a minute of the show at all because we give you the Bob Rose Show podcast. And when I say we give you, you got to click on subscribe, but there is no fee. The Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcasts. All right. Ah, my goodness. What a busy weekend. The Bucks beat Washington in the season opener, 37-20. Jags, heartbreaker, but if you're a Dolphins fan, you're happy. Dolphins came back and beat the Jags 20-17 at the last minute with a field goal. I thought maybe they'd go to overtime, but it is what it is. The Lions did go to overtime last night and beat the Rams 26-20. Some of your other top stories. Tony Blair, you know, remember when he was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? He's a left-to-center guy, but he's talking about media censorship, and you'd think that maybe he'd speak out against it. Oh, no. Now he's joining the ranks of those who anything they don't agree with, they simply label disinformation. I mean, we're on to that. But somehow he tries to slip it in there with, you know, threatening type language or somebody trying to start a riot. We get it. It's the old, you know, fire in a theater. Yes, you can't do that. And if you have a way to stop that on social media, you should probably do that. But that is a far cry from what they want to call disinformation. That is definitely trampling on free speech rights. So, and this is nothing that's going to go away anytime soon. All right. Also, one of the newer pieces of information, I guess we could call it, the shooting in Georgia, the 14-year-old alleged shooter of what? Four people, two 14-year-olds and two adults there at the school. The mom apparently warned the school about 30 minutes out. That's according to the boy's aunt. And they tried to, I guess, locate him. He had a same last name as another kid or two. And so it was too late. And these things are falling through the cracks. So what are some real things that can be done? And hopefully they're focusing on that instead of the old tired gun control silliness because, you know, you're 14. Look, they knew the kid had troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did the dad do months after the police actually talking to him? Hey, we think, you know, your kid may be involved in these online threats to shoot up the school. Instead of the dad being like, wow, like over hyper vigilant and protective and making sure his kid doesn't get into trouble. Oh, no. No, he buys him an AR-15 for Christmas. Okay, so there's problems there with the dad. Apparently the mom's got a long history of drug-related issues. So not a great family.
No.
But apparently the kid also cried out for help not too long before the whole shooting thing. And there was no help or remedy there. We've got to think of something.
See, that's the thing. How many times have you done these stories and the kid themselves are saying, my parents aren't listening to me. The counselors aren't listening to me. I have these thoughts in my head. I have these things going on. And then when it happens, what do we get with the left? We've got to get the guns off the street. Well, no, we need to take care of these kids who are taking the time to tell people they've got problems.
Yeah. And they're not being addressed.
No, they're not.
Some sort of an advanced psychological timeout. I don't know.
Something, but a little extra attention given to them, some emergency counseling. But if they're saying, and you see some of the drawings and some of the things these kids are writing, they're reaching out, and they're just not getting the help they need.
Hey, Big Lots is preparing to file for bankruptcy, as other companies across the U.S. have recently done. Individuals with knowledge of the situation said the discount home goods store may file as early as today. Bloomberg reported this on Friday, noting that the company is planning to sell its stores through a court-supervised process. According to this article, the company will continue to operate under Chapter 11 protection. And in the process of lining up so-called stalking horse bid, meaning it's subject to better offers should any materialize, the company has been working with advisors from Alex Partners and Guggenheim Partners on the bankruptcy and sale process. They've got 1,400 stores and employ over 30,000 people, but they've been suffering from declining sales for years, including in recent quarters as rising inflation squeezed the wallets of its budget-conscious shoppers. The share price plunged to around 50 cents after peaking above $72 back in 2021. Wow. So if it could bounce back, that could be a big winner for investors. Yeah. But, I mean, you think about it. If anybody is going to suffer in this environment of inflation, the last type of thing that you think, the last type of company would be an extreme discount company. Because just like, you know, in other economic challenges, you'll usually see fast food restaurants actually doing better, okay, but more expensive restaurants not doing so well. But when you've got something like a Big Lots, which, I mean, how do I say this in a nice way? I'm not, I don't mean to be offensive, but sort of the bottom of the barrel when it comes to retail. And, and what I mean is not necessarily a quality thing, but...
Well, because sometimes what they get are purchases that they can make in some lump sum.
Bulk way,
I like Big Lots. There's a couple of things that we literally specifically go there for because it's the same product we'd get someplace else.
Yep.
It's a couple of bucks less, though.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, so you would think they would be doing better in kind of a tough economy.
The news comes after the restaurant chain Red Lobster filed Chapter 11, following by the affordable gym chain Blink Fitness, and Rite Aid Pharmacy closed all of its stores in Michigan and Ohio amid that company's bankruptcy filings. It's like you own a drugstore.
Yeah.
And it goes bankrupt. That almost seems impossible. Well,
and you wonder why it was regional in that sense. Why did those get shut down versus others around the country?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their footprint looks like as far as where they're at, but I know it's a big company.
Yeah, they've been around a while. Yeah.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Trying to make your Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, wow, this is better than the deal you get. You know how people get their credit cards and then they get travel miles?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know a lot of people, they brag about it. Oh, yeah, I got a free travel. I got extra miles.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, apparently, there's this new card out where you can get tropical vacations. And it sounds like, I mean, it's more than just, it's called EBT. I don't know if that's like a Visa thing or MasterCard. EBT.
No,
it says Massachusetts welfare recipients are spending EBT on tropical vacations.
You're supposed to be spending it on like food and stuff like that.
Oh, welfare.
Family. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a vacation trip thing. No. Not supposed to be, at least.
Wow. Massachusetts welfare recipients have been using their EBT cards while on tropical vacations to Hawaii, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and other trips thousands of miles away from their home state, according to an investigation by the Boston Herald.
How does that even happen?
Public records obtained by the outlet showed dozens of EBT card expenditures at several popular vacation destinations, including California, Florida, and Alaska, as well as numerous holiday islands. But Greg, if you go to these places, you still need to eat. And if they're given these cards, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking more it's designed for, you know, getting some groceries so that your family doesn't go hungry because you need the assistance, not for going to the Virgin Islands or Alaska or something.
Federal and state governments spent $3 billion on taxpayer-funded EBT cards just in Massachusetts during the fiscal year 2024. Wow. 32 charges were made in Hawaii, largest expenditure being $378 on the island of Maui. Wowie, one might say. Dozens of other purchasers made by welfare recipients pinged all over the Virgin Islands and Alaska. $395 charge in Anchorage. Nice.
So they're not using them for the trips, but somehow they're managing to go to all these places despite needing the government assistance and then spending the money using their EBT card while they're there.
Greg,
yes.
For years we tell people there are times when you might have to move to find the job. Now people go looking for a job, you know, in Anchorage or, you know, in Maui.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're upset because they're trying to feed themselves while they're there. My goodness.
Wow, that's a stretch.
Yeah, what could go wrong? There's no fraud and waste in government.
Not at all.
So I think you get the idea. Oh, and by the way, they also have to take care of illegal immigrants because Massachusetts is a sanctuary state, and that allows migrants to have access to these government-funded welfare benefits as well. An estimated 50,000 illegal immigrants have flocked to the state since 2021. And as most of these numbers go, they're usually conservative in nature, and the numbers are usually much, much bigger. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, peasant with a pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I heard you talking about that Joel Sturby guy in jail at the Alachua County Jail. One thing you didn't mention about that you may not know about, I posted on my Facebook page, that guy is such an anti-Trumper. He was a Republican, and kind of like Dick Cheney. He's an anti-Trumper, and he's so anti-Trump, he started an organization called Christians Against Trumpism and Political Extremism. And I just posted on my Facebook page. He's so anti-Trump. And then this is the kind of people that are so anti-Trump. This is what they do.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a stretch. So you're anti-Trump. That means you're going to have child images, pornography found on your laptop. I mean, to me, who he's voting for, I don't give a rat's backside who he's voting for or who he even supports. These are serious allegations and charges, and it sounds like they're going to be dealt with in a very serious way. Yeah, I'm much more concerned with someone's behavior than who they're going to vote for. That's just me.
Especially when it comes to kids.
And I thought you were calling about the EBT thing, which is what we...
I thought you said it was the current topic, which is what we were on, so I don't
know. All right, so since we're just, you know, all over the place...
Yeah.
Why don't we just bring in some Beetlejuice?
Don't say it.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, there you went and did it.
No, you have to say it three times, I thought.
Yeah, you do. But now, since it's the other movie, it's still in there twice.
Oh, it's only two.
So will they do a third one where you can't even say the title or things are going to happen?
No, they're not going to do it. They would never do that.
You mean they'll come up with new ideas in Hollywood?
No, that's true, too.
Okay.
It drummed up $110 million in its premiere weekend, becoming the second biggest September opening of all time. Wow. So people are definitely looking for a little bit of escape. After 36 years of waiting, the juice is finally loose again in Beetlejuice. And, it did very well on its premiere. Michael Keaton returns.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not been following it. I mean, I knew it was huge.
Oh, he made the character.
Oh, absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
I thought if without Michael Keaton, well, no, he returns.
Nice.
And he's, I'd say he's about 66 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mean older than us?
Well, way.
What?
But still young by any other
standard, yeah.
But anyway, so it is the big deal. Now, don't forget, Reagan is still doing quite well, and that's on my list. So I'm going to see Reagan before I see Beetlejuice.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Beetlejuice. Shh.
Don't do it.
One of my favorite places to eat. I've taken some flack for it, too.
What's that?
Through the years. Waffle House.
I like Waffle House. Don't go that often, but, you know, if you're on the road, there's always one on the corner.
Look, I get it. The ambiance. Yes. Do I have crumbs on me? You went like that.
I was just thinking about the Waffle House.
Oh, the ambiance. Yeah, it could leave a little bit to be desired, but as far as the quality versus the price, the quantity, and how quick you get served.
Just a good basic breakfast, you know.
Yeah.
For a traditional breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, throw some eggs in there, some hash browns, and some sausage, and I'm a happy guy. I pretty much invented the bowl for them. I never got any credit for it, but I pretty much did.
Another lost income.
Well, their CEO lost more than income. He lost his life.
Ooh.
Yeah, the CEO, Walter Emmer, was only 58. And he died. It's with deep sadness we announced the passing of Walt Emmer, president and CEO of Waffle House and a beloved member of the Atlanta Police Foundation's Board of Trustees. And that's the statement that came out. Walt was a dedicated leader, tireless advocate for public safety, and an unwavering supporter of our mission to build a safer, stronger Atlanta. His passion for community service and steadfast commitment to improving the lives of others will leave a lasting impact on all who had the privilege of knowing him. So, he became president of the company in 1999, chief financial officer in 2001, president in 2006, CEO in 2012. So he definitely climbed the ladder and... So rest in peace. He worked his way up.
58. That looks younger to us all the time.
So when you do go to Waffle House, what's your favorite thing to order?
I just like a couple of over easy.
Mm-hmm.
They're called eggs.
But go ahead.
I want the white done. Yellow a little runny. Little sausage. Couple of 3 pancakes. Hash browns you mentioned, that's good. And a big old classic glass of cold milk.
Can you get pancakes at Waffle House?
I don't even know, but
I don't think you can.
Prefer, maybe not.
I think that's why they named it.
The Waffle House?
Because there was already a house of pancakes, and the thing was like internationally known.
I like what you did there.
So,
and I like good waffles, too.
Oh, their waffles were good.
A lot of butter. There's some maple syrup on that thing. See, and when it comes to waffles or pancakes, I don't want a bunch of garbage on them. I don't want berries. I don't want cream and chocolate and all that. That belongs on another dessert. I want butter.
A lot of butter. A
lot of butter. Just you can sop it up.
Yes.
And good old maple syrup, warm if possible.
I don't know that you're going to get real maple syrup at Waffle House, but I get.
But just in general, I'm saying those are the only two things I need.
What we call maple syrup.
Maple-like flavored syrup. But that's it. That's all you got to have on top of either one.
I think a lot of people, if they actually had like real maple syrup, I mean, other than those who really like it, like I do.
Yeah,
but for other people, they'd be like, that's not so great.
Well, it's definitely different when you get the real thing.
it's
like the differences in honey. You know, depending on how, because there's a like.
I love it when you talk sweet to me. Go ahead.
Gee. There's a tartness or a strongness to it, depending on, you know, where it comes from.
And like gall berries?
Whatever kind of berries.
Or
flowers,
gall.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't have the gall to, anyway. But yeah, it if you're used to one, something a little stronger or lighter you might not like. Because I've learned which ones I kind of like. So just through experimentation there with the honey. Now I'm wanting breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I started thinking about, and then I began to lose some focus. Oh, who's George W. Bush going to vote for? And the reason we ask is because it's pretty clear, Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney. have come out strong for Kamala.
That's amazing.
Which is very interesting because it was just a couple of years ago that Liz Cheney put out a scathing tweet about Kamala, how liberal she was, and grow the size of government. No, everything she said was true. That's what leads us to wonder, like, well, you're supporting her now. Were you saying what you said before isn't true, or it's still true, but you're going to vote for her anyway? So George W. Bush, apparently, they're not saying who they're going to vote for.
Now, he wrote in Condoleezza Rice last time, from what I understand.
So, yeah, that's supposedly.
Which, again, do something like that. If you don't like, if you're not going to be a real Republican, you're not going to support the Republican candidate, at least don't vote for somebody who supposedly is diametrically opposed to everything you ran your office on, served, got votes for. That makes no sense at all.
Well, yeah, of course it doesn't make sense, because you could never be that self-serving and egotistical. What you have to remember, these are people who lifelong have been self-important. They think they're so important that they think people will go, wow, if Dick Cheney's not voting for Trump and Liz Cheney's not, I wonder what is wrong with Trump. That's how they think in their minds when everybody else goes, what's wrong with these idiots that can completely do away with every principle they've claimed to ever have held true and dismiss all of it and follow the far left liberal agenda?
That's what I think.
It's called selling out, you commie weasels. That's what it's called.
Yes. What Bob said.
And on that thought.
Yes.
It is time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Things that make you smile, call in now, 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. We take a little time out to appreciate the good things in life in a non-complaining way, in an upbeat, positive way. No politics. You can do it.
Nice.
All right. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. What a beautiful excellent show, by the way. I mean, excellent. This is a beautiful moment. A brand new baby boy. I'm so excited. I've been praying and praying. He is going to grow up and do great things just like all of you. God bless you and God bless America.
Aw, nice. Thank you so much, Kaz. Yep, awesome. I became a grandpa over the weekend, and he was just in my arms yesterday at Tampa General, and a little Thomas Jonas.
I like that. You don't look any older or anything. I mean,
I don't feel any older. In fact, I feel younger.
Came in with a smile on your face this morning. I mean, he happy camper.
Well, I sucked all the blood out of the umbilical cord. Then it made me younger.
You talk good.
Well, it's like the stem cells.
That's right.
Yeah.
The umbilical cord. Did you realize you said that?
I don't even know if I can repeat it.
Probably not.
Let's go to Hollywood. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Grandpa. Congratulations. Are you going to change the name of the show to the Grandpa Rose Show?
No, but what I am going to do is start to dye my hair so I look like Grandpa Munster.
Oh, there we go.
That's the look I'm going for. Either that, where the guy from The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
Remember with the white on the
side? That's a unique look.
Heck yeah.
Sure.
Well, listen, what makes me smile is last Tuesday, tomorrow will be 1 week, where I had rotator cuff surgery and they reattached my right bicep tendon. And I'm just so thankful to the Lord that he's the great healer, but he's given us really smart people to do stuff like that. And, So, couple of months, Bob will be able to get back out there on the water. So, I love you guys. God bless you, Grandpa, and God bless America.
Thank you. Nice. And, good quick healing. And don't overdo it, Hollywood, because he's one of those guys.
Right.
Oh, and if you happen to be the PT person for Hollywood, I'll give you a little extra.
Ooh. Make them pay.
I had to reschedule my schedule because I got a dental appointment this week. So I'm going to my shoulder PT schedule 10:30 this morning. So
yeah, who's getting old now? Grandpa, I was playing pickleball against the toughest pickleball people on planet Earth, which means I was playing in St. Petersburg.
Uh-huh.
And then holding my little grandchild. No physical therapy, aches and pains, you people.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Healthy as a horse. Nee!
Wow. How about nay? Nay. Nay.
How about quiet old nag? Coming up next, don't go anywhere because it is the Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party seeks to be a monopoly party.
Six weeknights.
They'll change the voting system, pack the courts. You won't recognize our economic system. Taxes will go through the roof.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. It's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys not vying necessarily for a championship in this arena. Nope, they're battling out to see who has the rudest fans, and they're the top two out of 32 teams, and this includes offenses such as starting fights, excessive bragging, and drinking too much.
Wow.
The list was compiled by online gambling site in August and asked 1,200 football watchers nationwide to list the worst-behaved fans, coaches, and quarterbacks. Well, if they build a jail under the stadium and throw snowballs at Santa Claus, you're the rudest. Fly, Eagles, fly is your smoking gun.
Wow.
The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.